Praxis takes us out of the WGXC afternoon show. And we're going to head over to Catskill now. We're going down Main Street, just past the Rip Van Winkle statue where Clubhouse Radio takes place. They've got some new toys to play with today. Let's hear how they sound as we go live to Main Street and Catskill. We'll head route down Route 23 right now and get there any second. It's a very fast trip.
My name is Matthew Vinny Harrington. Next up on WGXC is All Together Now, a local show of information, news, weather, interviews, reports, emails, info at WGXC.org to get informed. Let a 40, that's got a kick. Yeah, I know that they wanted me dead, so don't act like you're proud of me. My little brother keep running ahead. He said, he know how it get. You say, I'll never be what I said. I'm like, I'm making it lit. Good fit, gotta take me a flick. I just do it, tell Nike to quit. Fame, I just wanna be, the fame, I just wanna trust. Trying to kick it like karate, man. It'll perky like a Jolly Ranch. Police said they got me on a body cam. Pass a chopper, got out of hand. I don't really know him here in front of land. Young fly, never land. Smoke up, I get high as a kite. Shorty said she gon' ride like a bike. I can't lie, I think shorty my type. Bad low, I know what she like. Like, baby, pull up, I'm here for the night. I was broken, she know when it's sight. How you gon' trip, cause I'm taking a flight. Flight. Watch your back, don't get caught at the light. Way too clean, have the dirty to Sprite. Bro, if you lacking, you losing your life. Got the sauce, but ain't using it right. Said I'm white, now they saying I'm nice. Shorty, yo, we like white on the rice. You do what you can, I do what I like. In my life, you don't know what it's like. Remember, I couldn't get no advice. Now he got you on ice. The bitch, you get chain, now he wearing your ice. Ice. In the field, gotta stay with a pipe. Gotta move like a thief in the night. I can't stick around, girl, I'm leaving tonight. For the future, I'm switching the price. Keeping up, gotta talk to me nice. Walk with me, I'll show you a vibe. If you scared, then you ain't gotta slide. So like, boy, you should go back inside. You picking the switch and then stay on your side. Suicide, she hang with the guys. Beat the case, now they dropping a charge. But it's hard to believe in the God, cause most of my niggas be in the odds. But I know they still pray to the Lord. Like, fuck, I know they still risking it all. In my city, this shit a war. If they get up on me, I'm getting it off. Off. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM. If you are listening to us, you are probably listening to us in Catskill, Acre, or Hudson, because that's where our radio waves kind of broadcast to. But if you're listening somewhere else, that's fine. You know, we love you all the same. Welcome to the Clubhouse crew, and we'll be right back after the news and weather with some nice conspiracy theories.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. New York State of Politics reports that the first of a potential wave of migrants arrived in the Hudson Valley on May 11th, after waves of migrants arrived in North America for the past several centuries. This time, though, they are being shipped around as political pawns from the southern border of the United States to New York City and then to the Hudson Valley. About 300 migrants are being bused to the Hudson Valley so far. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro says the area is not ready for them. Molinaro, the 19th Congressional District Representative, said, and I quote, "The concern is lack of coordination, a lack of transparency, a lack of infrastructure and support that exists in upstate counties," end quote. And while the Republican governors of Texas and Florida have been shipping the migrants around the country as political pawns, now the Democrat mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is moving them to the Hudson Valley. Molinaro said that Adams has no authority to override state and local regulations to, and I quote, impose, end quote, the responsibility of caring for migrants. He said, and I quote, "It's not humane or compassionate," end quote, It just isn't. The right approach is for the city and the state to confront that challenge in the city, end quote. On May 12th, pandemic-related asylum restrictions, known as Title 42, expired, with many migrants at the southern border of the United States waiting to enter the country, so there could be many more arrivals in the Hudson Valley in the weeks to come. Both Molinaro and Pat Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, said the federal government should declare a state of emergency in New York because of the migrant arrivals. Ryan said, and I quote, from New York City, where they have more than 60,000 asylum seekers, to the Hudson Valley communities, who were given no notice and no assistance to house asylum seekers, to the migrants themselves, simply here in search of a better life, this process has been a mess. The federal government must step in and declare a state of emergency for New York. This declaration would allow the federal government to identify, mobilize, and provide the resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the migrant surge in New York. We will continue to work in close contact with our partners in local and state government to address the situation. End quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nick Greisman reports for New York State of Politics that the New York Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit May 11th over emergency orders in Rockland and Orange counties meant to block migrants from being housed in hotels there. Amy Belcher, the group's director of immigration rights litigation, said, and I quote, Orange and Rockland counties' emergency orders egregiously violate migrants' rights. Migrants have every right to travel and reside anywhere in New York free of xenophobic harassment and discrimination. People are not political pawns. Both counties should welcome migrants into their communities, not unlawfully bar them from seeking refuge, end quote. Beth Sufalu, a spokesperson for Rockland County, said, and I quote, we normally don't comment on pending litigation. However, we feel strongly that what we are doing is right and legal as witnessed by the court's temporary restraining order granted Thursday, end quote. Rockland won a temporary injunction to prevent the housing of migrants at a hotel on May 11th. Governor Kathy Hochul on May 10th said that her office was reviewing the constitutionality of the county's orders. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media about local officials' actions and opinions on the arrival of migrants in the Hudson Valley. On May 11th, Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson joined an online meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams about his plans to bus migrants arriving in New York City to the Hudson Valley. Catskill Town Supervisor Dale Finch said he agreed with Governor Kathy Hochul's decision to declare a state of emergency in New York State. Finch said, and I quote, I feel the governor's response is appropriate, although somewhat reactive. Congress needs to fix the immigration problem. There needs to be a better legal immigration system. I do not foresee a major impact in our immediate area. The larger cities are most likely to see a larger influx of immigrants, end quote. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone said his town is ill-equipped to deal with many arriving immigrants. He said, and I quote, the only emergency gathering places are relatively small and would require security and social services personnel to handle the population needs. Public transportation can be provided via the Green County Bus Service. Some food services may be provided by our local volunteer food pantry organizations. Health conditions and care are the most important to ensure, protect, and prevent any communicable illness from spreading. It is disappointing that plans, service, and facilities are not already established to handle this situation, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 12th. Local early morning temperatures range from 42 degrees in Stephentown to 56 in Scaticoke. Dwayne'sburg is already at 60 degrees, but I think they're a little outside of our area. If I'm wrong, drop us a line at weather@wgxc.org. Also, happy to receive any sort of proper pronunciations. Regional average soil temperature is 55 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be around maximum levels. The sensor network uses a scale of 0 to 12, and right now they are at above 9. That will likely reach 11 over the weekend. Seasonal calculations show trees are the main aggressors, grasses are producing moderate levels, and ragweeds seem dormant. Today's cool morning turns into a comfortable afternoon. We see a high temperature of 84 degrees at 3 p.m. That would be warm, except steady winds around 9 miles per hour and increasing cloud cover push that back down to comfortable. Overnight, a gentle dip to 59 degrees keeps us in good sleeping weather. Saturday, comfortable to cool with winds sticking around. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 79 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight sees a low of 48 degrees. Sunday, cool. High of 67. Little windy. A cookie-cutter Monday. Winds around 11 miles per hour. High of 72 degrees and partly cloudy. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:18 a.m. High at 9:08 a.m. Low again at 4:14 p.m. and high again at 9:58 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 59.1 degrees. The tide strength will be average. And it looks like those conditions persist through the weekend. And on Tuesday, it starts getting strong. But remember, the end of the month is expected to be warmer, and the tides will be calmer. If you're looking for a smooth paddle, that will likely be your time. Sunset today will be at 6:50 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 4:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see a delayed coronal mass ejection arrival could happen today. Watch for KP spikes. Aurora watches are up for the weekend, especially if the CME rings our magnetosphere through the weekend. X-class flare chances are at 20%. Solar wind speed is currently 569 kilometers per second at 14 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight with good conditions below 4 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 152, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello everybody, welcome back. You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson. Today I am joined with my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
And I am your host, DJ Cola. And today, you know, we're gonna be talking about some less harmful other than the There's some more harmful conspiracy theories than others. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. We're going to keep it on the lighthearted side, you know? We're going to be talking about, like, Walt Disney freeze his head. We're not going to be talking about, like, whether our army's hiding something, you know? We're going to be...
Wait, rather what? Like our army's hiding something?
Yeah, we're going to have, like, more chill conspiracy theories. Not, like, vaccines don't work, but, like, what if Bigfoot's real?
Okay.
Some, like, fun banter, like the Loch Ness Monster.
All right.
Do you have any conspiracy theories you believe? Or, like, some strange beliefs you can't really prove?
That you see, that kids actually do see things in shadows.
What?
Like, you know, like when you're a little kid, you're like, hey, I seen this in the dark, and you're just like,
Right. Yeah, right? What if it's like part of the developing mind for a kid to like be able to just see something, you know what I mean?
Cause, yeah.
I mean, there's some theory in that too. Like, have you heard of pareidolia?
What's that?
It's where something that is completely unrelated to something else looks like it. So, like, you know how some people say the front of a car looks like a face?
Yeah.
So it's like that. Obviously, the front of the car doesn't really have a face, but yeah, since our brain is trained to recognize patterns in faces, we see the face in it. So maybe, like, if a shadow kind of closely resembles it, we're going to err on caution because, like, fight or flight.
I feel like it's like your memory just being like, yo, I recognize that.
Yeah. Deja vu is definitely one thing we can talk about. Like,
all right.
So there's this theory that, like, the universe explodes back in time, and, like, the heat death of the universe is the Big Bang.
Okay.
And, like, if that's the case, everything has already happened.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, that's what deja vu is.
Okay, that would make sense.
That's an interesting conspiracy theory.
What, that deja vu is a thing?
Yeah. That, like, some mystic reasons behind it.
I mean, I guess. That don't make sense, yeah.
And I have a question.
Alright, what's the question?
Do you believe Walt Disney froze his head?
His head?
Yeah, that's like a big conspiracy theory. No. That Walt Disney, like, since he was gonna die.
Nah, I do believe that he froze his body.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like his whole body.
Freeze himself. Okay, some people say it's just his head. Some people say it's his whole body.
I think it's his whole body.
Yeah, you think he's frozen? Do you think one day we're gonna be able to bring, like, frozen people back to life?
I probably, because they're not dead. I don't think they're dead.
Like, huh.
Oh, no, that's just
me,
though.
That's an interesting question.
Like, honestly, I think they're still... I think they don't... I feel like it's kind of like a deep sleep.
Yeah, right, like a coma, almost.
Yeah, but you're not...
As of 2014, this is off Wikipedia, so it may be right, maybe wrong, about 250 corpses have been cryogenically preserved in the U.S., and around 1,500 people have signed up to have their remains preserved.
Now, my question is...
Huh. So, I mean, like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world.
Can you be brought back to... Like, can you be brought back?
Yeah, right? The idea... This is technologyreview.com, so also maybe not the best source. But the idea that humans could be frozen and later brought back has survived for decades. The hope is still alive and even growing today. Never mind that it's still not possible. Okay, so it's still not possible, but, like, could it be one day?
Maybe. If we're being honest, maybe.
Right, like, you would have to... No, I feel like if you're frozen, I guess you wouldn't have to, like, pump in nutrients, because you would have the same nutrients as when you were frozen?
Yeah.
Huh.
At least that's what I think.
What about, like, oxygen? If you get put in, like, a small tube like that, that's just completely frozen...
I feel like that... I feel like they would do something like cryopods, kind of like a tanning salon.
Right.
That's what I think. At least that's what they do in anime and stuff.
Imagine one day, everybody's just gonna, like... Well, that's a cool conspiracy theory. Like, imagine if that's how the world ended. Everybody started cryogenically freezing themselves to try to go into the future.
That would, I'll be kind of messed up future.
Right? Another really interesting conspiracy theory is that the way humans evolved was from eating shrooms. So, like, when we were still the common ancestor of apes walking around, right? We, like, there is so much evidence that as we were evolving, we ate so many, like, psychedelic shrooms.
I have a question. Isn't this a theory that a lot of people say, you know, we came from, and we came from monkeys or fish?
Well, it's a little bit of both. See, the thing is, we share a common ancestor with monkeys. We're like cousins, as not like brothers. See, we both evolved from the same.
Okay, but do you think that we could have evolved from fish?
I feel like, you know, that's where the evidence supports. Have you heard of Abion Genesis?
Yeah, that's why I said it. Because, you know, fish came out of water, adapted, grew legs.
Right. I mean, Cambrian explosion type beat. Most life is in the ocean. Oh, that's another crazy
thing. What do you think's under the ocean? Like, what do you think's at the bottom?
I mean, we know more about what space is like than our ocean. Fun fact, this isn't even a conspiracy theory. This is just a fact. NASA was originally made to discover oceans, not the space. Not space.
What do you think the world would be like if they didn't do space and they were like, we're going to do water?
Dang, I mean, like...
Do you think we would be as far?
What if there is intelligent life under the ocean?
Yo, Aquaman, like, hit me up, bro. Aquaman.
Like, obviously, we can't survive at depths that low because of the pressure, but...
I mean, eventually... If humans are always constantly evolving.
And also, if life has evolved down there, it could be completely different entirely.
What?
Like, if life evolved down in the deep ocean, what if there's, like, quote-unquote, pretty much aliens, like, intelligent life that we don't know of?
Maybe.
That would be interesting.
But the reason why I say I feel like we could probably adapt, because think about it. You know, the people that could hold their breath for really long, like Olympic swimmers.
Yeah, that's true.
They could basically, like... They basically kind of, like, figured out a way to breathe underwater, like, without gills.
I'm going to look up the longest time. Wow, yeah, now that's insane. That is weird.
That so our the body longest time water, anybody's right?
ever held their breath has been 24 minutes and 37 seconds.
Wait, but that, on top of that...
That's insane.
On top of that, though, isn't our body made to absorb water?
Yeah, we're pretty much mostly water, too, if you break down our chemical composition.
So, like, I feel like it would be more possible to breathe underwater than in a vacuum of space. Yeah, right. A vacuum of space.
I mean, no what oxygen. Is water? It's H2O. What if we found, like, a device that, like, a helmet, right? That can just finds a way to spit out the hydrogen from oxygen.
I mean... That's
or actually, wait a minute. Don't we?
Tough.
We don't just breathe oxygen too. It's like a bunch of other stuff.
Like carbs, stuff like that. Like I said, carbs. I'm crying. I said carbs.
What?
I said carbs.
See, we're learning everything today. It's a nice educational moment.
I said
so.
I said carbs, and it went with the beat.
Carbs elite. I was like, can't you see?
I was like, I said carbs. I said carbs. I see a car. You're going far. I know you see.
So, you want to know something interesting? What? You know how we constantly say, like, oxygen's what we need? When we inhale, like, air, we're actually getting mostly nitrogen.
Really?
Yeah, 78% of inhaled air is nitrogen. Only 20% is oxygen. Less than 1% is other gases. Less than 1% is also argon. And then we got carbon dioxide.
What's argon?
Argon, it's an element on the periodic table. We're going to look up argon. We're just really going on.
I don't think I remember that in, like, science class, to be honest.
So argon is a chemical element with a simple AR and atomic number 18. Yeah, so it's just a cool element. It's a gas.
So it's a gas.
Temperature. Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Siri, I see you. What up? So it's gas. That's very cool.
You can buy it, apparently.
So you can buy gas?
No, you can just buy argon.
And that's a gas, right?
Yeah. Noble gas elements are considered the most chemically inert elements on the periodic table, showing very little reactivity. I mean, so you could, but it'd be kind of lame.
If we were talking about from that, like, from that standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, like, what would you do with argon? Nothing.
Chemicals.
I know.
Mad scientist stuff.
Watch, like, argon be the cure to cancer and we don't even know it. And I'm just saying this right now and it's going to go down to be, like, the worst thing ever.
Mad scientist things.
So, with that being said, everybody, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio.
Radio.
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7.
FM.
WGXC Catskill.
Oh, in Hudson.
And Acre. There we go. There we go.
My fault. I'm always used to you doing that last part by yourself.
So we're going to put on a song. We're going to play the news update if we got one.
Oh, wait. Nah. Fun fact, I looked and sadly we don't. So we'll be playing.
We're going to hit you up with two songs. Then.
Yeah, we'll be hitting you up with two songs. And away we go.
I wake up feeling not okay, just the same as yesterday. I mean, I can't keep my thoughts straight, no need to explain. Don't want to live life stuck in this headspace, and I hope things start to change. Might go crazy if they stay the same, because this life is a fast race, and I'm in last place, and I don't want to be. And you know, sometimes I try to be somebody I'm not. I still got problems with my body, think about it a lot. And I can tell you that I'm sorry, but you know what, I'm not. Cause this is who I am. And I know sometimes I get a little stuck in my head, telling everyone around me that I wish I was dead. But I think the way I'm thinking needs some changing instead. Cause I love who I am. This is where I'm at, this is what I dress like, this is how I act. You cannot make me feel like it is now or never. I don't wanna be sad forever, oh. This is who I am, you say you don't like it, I don't give a damn. You cannot make me feel like it is now or never. I'm not gonna be sad forever. I don't wanna be, so I'm not gonna be. I don't wanna be sad forever. So I'm not gonna be, I don't wanna be sad forever. I like watching Spy Kids 3 with the 3D glasses on, and I know every single word to every old school pop punk song. And I know you're watching me and thinking, where did he go wrong? But I can tell you that I'm fine, and all my business is my own. And I bet you're probably thinking that I'm stuck in my ways, cause I can sit on my computer and do nothing for days. And to you I might be crazy, but for me it's okay. Cause this is who I am. And maybe I don't clean my room up just as much as I should, but I can play a ukulele and it sounds kinda good. Go ahead and try to test me, cause I wish that you would. I still love who I am.
Whoa.
This is where I'm at, this is what I dress like, this is how I act. You cannot make me feel like it is now or never. I don't wanna be sad forever, oh. This is who I am, you say you don't like it, I don't give a damn. You will not make me feel like it is now or never. I'm not gonna be sad forever. I don't wanna be, so I'm not gonna be. I don't wanna be sad forever. So I'm not gonna be, I don't wanna be sad forever. Oh, this is where I'm at, this is what I dress like, this is how I act. You cannot make me feel like it is now or never. Nope. Oh, this is where I'm at, this is what I dress like, this is how I act. You cannot make me feel like it is now or never. I don't wanna be sad forever. Oh, this is who I am. You say you don't like it, I don't give a damn. You will not make me feel like it is now or never. I'm not gonna be sad forever. Oh.
Club, pay for about 10, get in, we crunk, lit, any, yeah.
No, we walk around the world, stepping out, giving a damn by where our feet land at. Yeah, get y'all mushed, smushed. Yeah, 21, the biggest. Put it in the chicken wing.
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little wrist flex for me?
21.
And 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Drop some bars to my ex for me. And 21,
21,
can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me?
Okay.
21, do your thing, 21, do your thing.
21.
Do your thing, 21.
Yellow diamonds in the watch. cost a lot. Never seen a bitch or die. That's how you get shot. I DM in vanish mode, I do that a lot. Took her panties off and this thicker than a plot. All my S's ain't nothing, them busted. If my ops ain't rapping, they ducking. You ain't ready to pull the trigger, don't clutch it. I know you on your period, baby. Can you suck it? I'm a savage. 21. Smacker, booty, and magic. I slap a with the ratchet. I might slap a track on his whip and get the addy. Don't call me on Christmas Eve. Call your dad. 21. Call your uncle. 21. Don't call me. 21. Always in my ear, your a fleet. Why my ass be posting guns and only use they feet? Hey, like an athlete, I got
all you. All of you need to remember who y'all talking to. It's the Slaughter Gang CEO. I got for you if I'm not working, girl. If I'm busy, then no. You need to find you someone else to call when your bank account get low. You need to find you someone. Just what a on internet clones got them kissing through the phone, clicking up so they don't feel alone. Hey man, seeing me, I'm young money CMB. I used to roll with CMG. The house is not a B&B. The bad waiting on a like I'm P&D. I'm steady pushing P, pushing PTSD. I told her to kiss me in the club, the TMZ. I used to want a GMC when what was doing B&E. We revving up and going on a run like we. See, I lay up with her for a couple days, then it's BRB. Rappers love asking if I when you know he did, when you know he did. She came in heels, but she left out on a cozy. Hey, I'm living every 24 like Kobe did. Shout out to the 6, RIP to 8. Sweat it, it's getting 8. I'm on 10 for the cake. Get a lot of love from 12, but I don't reciprocate. 51 division, stay patrolling when it's late. 21, my Eddie, so the knife is on the gate. All the dogs eating off a baccarat plate. See Drake and they underestimate. Take it from a vet, that's a rook mistake. Ayy.
Boy, look, you the man, boy. You, ooh, you is the man. You hear me?
I don't know where you've been sown.
I'm here.
Roar. Hi. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Ow. Oopsie doopsie. Forgot I don't have to shove my radio or my microphone in my face. Because, first of all, hello everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. We have some news for you guys. I don't think we've informed them yet, but we actually got some new equipment. Oh, by the way, I am DJ Cola, your host, joined by
DJ Shaw Money,
my sound engineer. And today we're chilling, talking about conspiracy theories. So I'm not sure if you can consider this a conspiracy theory, but it definitely fits in the alley. Ghosts, like, you think they're real? You think they're fake?
I think ghosts are real. I believe in spirits.
If you do believe in ghosts, I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Do animals have ghosts?
Yes.
That's awesome. One more follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you think that there are dinosaur ghosts?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like ghosts have a certain time.
Right, like
to be on Earth. Like dinosaurs, pets, I don't feel like dinosaurs would be
still here. You feel like they completed their limbo.
Yeah, but with pets.
Right, it has to be a recent death. Yeah, still kind of be lingering.
Like with pets, like if you're like waiting for your owner or like if you are abandoned, or like you want love, or like something like that. Like, feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I believe in spirits. That, and I feel like people even get reincarnated as babies and live new lives, or they get reincarnated as animals and they find their families.
That's an interesting one, but like that, there's some evidence to support like the reincarnation thing, because there's like little babies. There's this one kid who was like 2 years old, 3 years old, right? 4 years old, maybe. Yeah. Sorry, I was underestimating a bit. Like 4 or 5. And he said in his past life he died in 9/11. Oh. And he like told stuff that like was insane. Like a 6 year old wouldn't be able to know.
That's dark.
Right? Like, and there are some people too with birthmarks of where they say they died in their past life. And there's been people who, quote unquote, have lived a past life and have like gone to a place they've never seen before.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, you want to know a creepy one?
What?
Okay, so you know how people say your life flashes before your eyes?
Yeah.
That's real.
Is it actually?
Yeah. So that's because when we die, a rush of drugs go into our brain called DMT. And it simulates you dreaming, but not. But the crazy thing about it, right, is a guy
was
having a near-death experience.
What?
And in his near-death experience, he saw a cat on stairs.
A cat on stairs.
And he was able to perfectly remember, like, what the apartment looked like. And the thing is, he's never seen that in his life. So what
was
he
it, bro's apartment?
It was bro's apartment when he was 1 year old. Before he could even form memories. And when he had the near-death experience, he remembered something from when he was one. Or he saw something,
right? But I thought you couldn't... I thought, like, your brain didn't, like, make memories until, like, we're, like, what, 5 or 6?
Yeah, that's the thing. He talked to his mom, and he was like, when I was having this near-death experience, everything looked super familiar except this one apartment. And he described what it looked like, and the cat, too. And he was like, yeah, we had a cat, and that's... that cat, and that's this apartment where we used to live when he was like 0 to 1.
0 to 1 is
like
crazy.
You can't even form memories. He didn't even remember it. He just saw it.
Just saw it.
So yeah.
All right. So my theory to you is: do you think not Subway?
I want some now, though. Not sponsored.
Do you think? Do you think, right, that people fake their own deaths?
Oh,
like famous people are like
famous
cloning.
People? Ooh, cloning. Well, that's a good conspiracy theory, because cloning is legit. Like, you can literally clone somebody. It's possible.
It's legal. It's not. Illegal. Wait, it's illegal, right?
Yeah,
illegal.
And if you do clone somebody, the way the science works, right?
It's not like they have memories.
Yeah, no, it's not the same person. It's gonna be the person of when they were a baby.
So would that mean that you're just making a twin?
Essentially, yeah, it would be a twin.
What if, like, you had a newborn child and you took that child's DNA, right? Like, as soon as they were born? Would that mean that you would just be making a twin?
So, I think so. So, Dolly was a female Finn Doris sheep.
Well, what if you could, like... What if we... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But, like, what if we got to the point where we could make memories?
Right. So, the way cloning works is you take a mammary gland cell taken from an adult... a female, right? The cell that is going to get fertilized. But Rosalind created her by using electrical pulses to fuse the cell with the the cell of the alive thing with the unfertilized egg. So it's, in a way, you're your own father to you. In a really weird way. But this isn't science fiction we're talking
my
about.
Question
this
is
real, because a sheep was cloned.
Wait, my question is, could you make a gender swap version of you?
I don't think so, because the way cloning works, you're gonna probably have the same chromosomes if you got cloned.
But wouldn't you be able to switch?
Unless the DNA mutated.
Would you be able to
do that?
Like, would you be able to switch those chromosomes around?
Right? Huh.
That is my question.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, that is weird.
Someone that's smarter than me, please email us.
Yeah, so the thing is, the sheep... there was a sheep named Dolly that actually got cloned.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I learned that in class.
So, for the audience that doesn't know, there was a sheep that they literally cloned by taking the cell of the sheep.
I think they did
it
in, like, the 90s?
Yeah, how old? Dolly 80? The sheep. Oh, they died.
I know Dolly the sheep died a long, long time ago, buddy.
Aw, man.
That sheep good. There were, like, two of them.
When was
So does that mean that the original sheep that they got it from was named Dolly?
Yeah. So it was... Wow, no. Because this is crazy. This happened in 1996.
Yeah, like the 90s, somewhere around there, yeah.
So let's round it up and say even 2000. Mm. That's still 23 years of experience we have.
With cloning?
Yeah.
But I mean, didn't... So, like... But the project got shut down, though.
What if there are some parts of the world... By the way, this is just... Fun, lighthearted conspiracy theory. Friendly. So take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, like just a. Like, it's a theory. A clubhouse theory.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Matt Pat. Don't sue me.
So, like, I want. I forgot what I was saying.
Something about these
sheep
are opinions.
And cloning. Oh, yeah. If we had 30 years, over 30 years to, like, or over 25 years to practice this technology, what if there are some parts of, like, some powerful governments around the world that we don't know doing that?
That's right. Why do you think that a lot of people think that actors are clones?
Yeah.
Like, I meant not actors, but, like, famous people are clones.
In a way, it seems like almost a way to try to escape your own mortality. Like, you know the theory we were talking about with preserving yourself, freezing yourself in ice? Let's say you were, like, really afraid of dying. You could maybe find solace in cloning yourself before you die?
I mean...
You would still be in the world in some way?
But again, you would have your memories. No. It would only really work if you were able to transfer memories.
Some people might not, like, care for that. Like, some people are wild. Like, let's say Kim Jong-un, for example. You know he's a crazy dictator.
Yeah, but,
that,
like...
loves himself. He probably wouldn't care that he wouldn't have the same memories. He would be like, this is still me, and it's perfect, and I want this to...
He wouldn't know that, because it's not him. What if that version of him became, like, I don't know...
Good.
Good. Right,
yeah, that would be like, wow. No, that opens a bunch. Like, if it wasn't unethical, you could do experiments. Like...
That's why it would be bad.
Yeah, but, like...
you would change a whole person.
Let's say... Alright, this is a really wild... train of thought here.
What?
But please bear with me.
Okay.
Let's say if we found some of Hitler's DNA still.
Oh my god.
And like cloned him.
I
but
already,
gave him like
I,
a good
I already don't like where this is
and
going.
And gave him a
bro.
Good Jewish family that would treat him well. And like you brought him to be Jewish and gave him a good life. You gave him a good family. You gave him a good support system if he would still be evil. I don't think so.
What? Would he have memories?
No.
Then it's not Hitler. It's just a boy.
So how much is up? So at that point, how much of us is genetic versus like us? Ooh, that's
I mean, I feel like us is just like the memories that we make. Because you're not you unless you have memories. Why do you think when people have like Alzheimer's or when they have like amnesia? Those people can become different people.
Yeah, for real.
That's why it's called amnesia.
I mean, like you hit your head, forget your memory.
Yeah. Because think about it, right? Mm-hmm. You're not human unless you have your memories because you'll be a different person. Like, for example, when older people have Alzheimer's, they don't remember their family, but they remember some things. And also, when people have Alzheimer's, they forget who they are. They forget their life experiences. So... You're not she at that point.
This is a really sad note. And to make it lighthearted, imagine a comedy where, like, a president or, like, a king of a country hit his head and got amnesia, and now he has to, like, be king without knowing how to be king, and he's pretending that he knows who he was. That sounds like a good idea for a
movie. I think that's happened.
What? Did I just, like, say something that already exists?
I think so.
This is why any movie platform, like... Hit me up. I got the plots, you know?
Bro, I just stole that from, like, a whole nother movie. I'm jacking it, bro.
What?
I'm jacking. You stole it from a whole
if
other
I did,
movie.
My subconscious stole it. I didn't do it.
Right.
But that being said, speaking of stealing things, hopefully here at Clubhouse Radio, mm-hmm. we can steal your attention.
And your hearts.
And your hearts. Thank you so much. So, you know, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM.
So, we're gonna play another song.
We're gonna play. Let's see, what do we want to listen to? What do we want to listen to? We're gonna listen to... A Lot of Me by Lil Tecca. 3, 2, 1.
everything's still cool. Being me, I can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like, how you do it so smooth? Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say 9, say 10. Make sure you go lose. Yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why are you calling me? Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why are you calling me? Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Mixing different shades up. I look like the fall. Trap money, real money. Yeah, I want it all. I just take my best feelings, put it in a song. I know I was right. I know you was wrong. Yeah, I got a vision. Let it capture in 4K. We forever young. You won't see me in no way. I'ma do what I want right now. I can't wait till it's too late. Everywhere up in the world right now. 10 bands in a suitcase. Cool. Being me, I can't lose. I know you're getting confused. They like, how you do it so smooth? Gotta stay in tune. With your love, I can't lose. Say 9, say 10. Make sure you gon' lose, yeah. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. I can see you wanna vibe with me. Just say you want vibe with me. Feeling like I won the lottery. You getting a lot of me. Probably why you calling me. Is that why you calling me? Feeling like I won the lottery.
Only one I know. Raging like waters behind my face and above my throat. Shadows will scream that I'm alone. Oh, oh.
Range from up, down, and sideways. Thank God it's Friday, cause Fridays will always be better than Sundays, cause Sundays are my suicide days. I don't know why they always seem so dismal. Thunderstorms, clouds, snow, and a slight drizzle. Whether it's the weather or the letters by my bed, sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head. Let it be said what the headache represents. It's me defending in suspense, it's me suspended in a defenseless test, being tested by a ruthless examiner that's represented best by my depressed thoughts. I do not have writer's block. My writer just hates the clock. It will not let me sleep. I guess I'll sleep when I'm dead. And sometimes death seems better than the migraine in my head.
Am I the only one I know? Waging my wars behind my face and above my throat. Shadows will scream that I'm alone. But I know.
So not what's growing in my psyche. It's a different me, a difficult to beast. A feasting umber down trees, freeze frame. Please let me paint a mental picture portrait. Something you won't forget. It's all about my forehead and how it is a dork that holds back contents that make Pandora's box contents look non-violent. Behind my eyelids are islands of violence. My mind shipwrecked. This is the only land my mind could find. I did not know it was such a violent island. Full of tidal waves, suicidal crazed lions. They're trying to eat me, blood running down. And I know that I can fight or I can let the lion in. I begin to assemble what weapons I can find. Cause sometimes to stay alive you gotta kill your mind.
Am I the only one I know? Waging my wars behind my face and above my throat.
said that we should take a day to break away from all the pain our brain has made. The game is not played alone, and I will say that we should take a moment and hold it and keep it frozen and know that life has a hopeful undertone. And I will say that we should take a day to break away from all the pain our brain has made. The game is not played alone, and I will say that we should take a moment and hold it and keep it frozen and know that life has a hopeful undertone.
Made it this far.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM.
WGXE, Catskill, Acre, Hudson. If you've made it this far listening, we just want to give you a shout out, especially you sitting in the front
you
seat,
too,
Tyler.
You
Tyler
too, Jack.
And Jack. Both of you guys. We know you've been best friends for a while, and I just want to say thank you for listening together.
Right?
Yeah. And Frank, if your name's Frank, too.
Frank? Like Frank Ocean?
Yeah, like Frank Ocean. Fun fact, Frank Ocean is not actually Ocean. He's a dude.
Wow.
Anyways, that being said, we're approaching almost the end of the show. You know,
yeah,
you're looking at your clocks,
like
your watches,
minutes.
Might be looking at your oven time. And if you are, I hope whatever you're making in the oven tastes amazing. And I hope you listen to it while you listen. Or, yeah, you know when you make food to listen to it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then it, like, gets up and swims away.
I mean, I like listening to popcorn pop.
I mean, I like listening to my cake spark.
And that's how you know our mind is just completely broken.
Now, my
theories.
Question is, how was your day? Like, genuinely.
Yeah, pretty good. How about you?
Okay, my day was genuinely good. I had a great day.
What about you listening at home? How's your day been? You can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
And again, you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
So, you know, as we're approaching the end of the show, I got a few more wacky conspiracy theories before we end off. This one is kind of a scary one. This one scares me a bit.
What?
You know,
is it a Toy Story theory?
What?
Is it the Toy Story theory?
No. It's, so, you know how when people are in comas, they can dream.
Yeah, and can hear.
You have no evidence right now that you're not in a coma living a different life.
But, like, I don't know. If you were in a coma, don't you think, like, you would think it was a dream?
Exactly. People have lived entire secondary lives in comas.
Really?
Yes, you can look it up. If you listen at home, you want to fact check me, go ahead. If not, thank you for believing me. This is why you're my favorite. And also, you know, one more thing. I didn't mention this yet.
What?
You listening at home. What are you drinking today? Ooh. Have you been drinking your coffee? Too much caffeine dehydrates you know?
Yeah. Also, it stunts your growth, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that true? That coffee actually stunts your growth?
Yes. So, you know, the only way to combat
drink water.
Drink water. Stay hydrated. It's the key to success. If you drink water, I personally promise that tomorrow you will be a millionaire.
And
you
will
don't
be
have
a foot taller.
That.
Yeah. You will be a foot taller. You will be 1 inch taller.
Exactly. Go on walks every day. You know.
Stretch.
Make sure to tell your mom and dad that you love them or whoever's taking care of you.
Or tell your friends, oh, my apologies for hitting my pen. my apologies for taking my pen and hitting my mic. Tell all the people that are closest to you that you love them and you care for them as much as you can every day, because every day is not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it sounds silly to say, you know, what if you don't wake up tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's real.
Like, there's a chance, like,
think of it the last time you hearing us.
You, like, sleep the wrong way and you break your neck.
Or, like, yeah, you just, you're gone. But besides that note, have you drunken water? And what is the food that you've eaten today?
I made sure I did it. I made myself do it. So, yeah. For breakfast, I've only had potato.
You mean a potato? Like potato?
I had tater tots and hash browns today for breakfast and then lunch. So, like, my meal is just consisted of only potatoes.
I didn't really have a meal. I had like let me see, what time is it? Like 2 hours ago. I had like 2 slices of pizza that I scammed my teacher. You never mind. I didn't say that. Actually, never mind. Forget it. I don't think they listen. But yeah, like I like. Is this wrong? That okay. So fun fact, right? I said I wanted pizza, like, cause like every Friday we get like pizza from like this pizza shop, like a big box of pizza, and you know, if you know what Cash App is, right, you can send money and give people money. Mm-hmm. And I told my former teacher that I sent a staff lady money. I was like, hey, I sent this lady money for pizza. I wasn't lying. I just didn't do that in the moment.
Okay, so I mean, to be fair, that is the best way. No, not giving advice on how to lie. That is bad.
Okay, no. I didn't lie. I just didn't do it in that moment. I didn't do it in that moment, but I will do it.
So, you know. It seems to be we're approaching the point of see you later. It's never goodbye.
It's never goodbye. It's always see you later, guys.
So remember, we're going to be tuning in next week, and if you want to send us a show idea, and, you know. Perfect song to end us out. This is okay. Like some perfect 2000s.
I want to end us. Wait, how long is this song? Wait, I need to know how long this song is. Because if this is okay, this is a 2 minute song, almost three. I'm not gonna lie. I wanna wait. I wanna hold that song right, a little for the bit. Ending? All right, look. We can play Kid Roy. Every other song,
you
know, right now.
This is it, everybody. We hope disappear. You have a great week until next Friday when we see you again and you can be back in the clubhouse group.
Oh, by the way, hopefully you're watching. Did you say that already? You're watching your clock and everything?
Yeah.
All right, but I didn't say my part. Exactly. Hopefully that your cats, dogs, Chihuahua, Chipmunk, Alvin, Simon, Theodore is listening, and hopefully that your snail doesn't eat salt and actually become like a monster, and then like that monster becomes like a giant frog, and it becomes like a Naruto character, and I hope that Naruto character eats a whole bunch of ramen, and I hope that like all of
was
his friends are listening.
Was there something else in your pizza this morning?
No, actually, okay, actually, I had it like a couple hours ago. Fun fact. It was like the only thing I ate all day.
So, you know, we're gonna tune out. I'm gonna make this man get himself something to eat.
Yeah. See you guys later.
what you gotta say. It started with a whisper.